This is Bird Note. Shauna Pataki, education strategist for the National Park Service, has always loved poetry and even writes poems herself. And a few years ago, she got a phone call she was pretty excited about.
Well, it's always exciting when you get a call from the Library of Congress and the U.S. Poet Laureate is interested in partnering with you on their signature project, which has only happened to me once in my career.
With her project, You Are Here, U.S. Poet Laureate Ada Limone seeks to connect people and nature through poetry. Though, as she explained at the dedication event for Saguaro National Park, her original concept was a little more out there.
I thought, let's do something with poetry in the natural world. Let's get a plane and put poems on natural seed packets and then drop the poems out of the sky and reseed land that's been harmed. And the Library of Congress was like, let's think about another way. And then I thought, let's put a poem in every single national park. And they were like, okay, we like where you're going.
One part of the project is an anthology of nature poetry.
And one part is poetry installations in national parks. There were 7 sites selected across the service, and the poetry installations are customized picnic tables that feature a selected poem connected to place with a prompt that encourages visitors to think about their own connection to the landscape by asking them the question, what would you write in response to the landscape around you?
I want this to be a prompt for all of us to remember that our relationship with the natural world is a reciprocal one. We are meant to receive, but we are also meant to steward. Remember that you can also speak back and be in relationship to this place in particular. So thank you so much for being here.
For Saguaro National Park, Ada chose Cloud Song by Tha'ona Otham poet Ophelia Zepeda. The poem is both in English and in Ophelia's native Otham language. Surrounded by cacti well over a century old, in the heat of an Arizona December, Ada closed the event with a reading of the poem.
Cloud Song. Greenly, they emerge. In colors of blue, they emerge. Whitely, they emerge. In colors of black, they are coming. Reddening, they are right here.
You can hear more poetry about nature, our feathered friends, and our public lands at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Mark Bramhill. Happy National Poetry Month.